So Lord Shiva, he wanted to see that form. He never saw it before. So he was curious, what was that form? And he was thinking, the demigods were not bewildered by this form. So I'm not going to be bewildered by a form of a woman. Because he's Bhagavan, Lord Shiva. He's powerful. And Lord Vishnu knew that. He said, he was thinking in his mind, what form can I show Lord Shiva that it will bewilder him? Because he knew Lord Shiva is not easily bewildered. But not at all bewildered. And so what Vishnu Maya is more as powerful than anything. So he showed him that form. Even Lord Shiva got bewildered. As you read into this pastime, it becomes more and more graphic, that form. But there's a great message in this story, too. And that is, the conditioned soul is always bewildered by the form of the opposite sex. That is the greatest illusion. The form of the opposite sex is that illusion that keeps us bound up in the cycle of birth and death. But what is that form? If you were to analyze the ingredients in it, you'd get away from it really fast. Prabhupada explains that what is this material body? Blood, pus, urine, stool, bone, marrow, mucus, so many wonderful ingredients. You package them all together and put a little wrapper on it called skin. And you think, oh, it's so nice. This is the reality. People don't like this kind of philosophy because it gets to the nitty gritty. That's the reality of this body. It's all it's made out of. And even if you analyze the skin is just a little coating, and it's got all these little holes in it with hairs coming out. And even that's not so very wonderful. And then practically most of the time you have to cover it up with all kinds of, the smell is so bad. You use sprays in your house to cover up the smells. You put so many perfumes and colognes and makeups and cosmetics on it to make it look good. Right? You're trying to make it look good. But what it is, what is it? It's just a rotting corpse, that's all. This is the reality. These bodies are just rotting corpses. They're getting older, they're getting decayed, they're gonna die. Alright. You want some more explanation? This is my favorite subject. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to know everything about the law. He wanted to see that form. And Vishnu was thinking, yes, I can show him that form, but let me show him that form that will bewilder him. So, he wanted to show him that form. I mean, he wanted to see that form. And the Lord was just simply responding to the request of Lord Shiva. That's all. Anyway, there is real forms. We get attracted to Krishna's form. But I would humbly suggest you do not get attracted to the form of Mahinimurti. As we want to get attracted to the form of Krishna in his two-armed feature, playing on his flute, standing in threefold bending form, with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, by his side. And that form is the most attractive in all forms. That's Krishna's original form. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Jani. And simply by coming attracted to that beautiful transcendental form, meditating on the different parts of Krishna's transcendental body, one becomes attracted to the reality. That is the reality of existence. Krishna is all attractive, and his form is all attractive. And as our devotion increases, Krishna reveals himself through his form. You can see Krishna there. You can talk to Krishna. You can have an loving exchange with Krishna. Because he's there in his divine form. And that is his real form. So, Prabhupada gave us worshipping the Lord in this form of Radha and Krishna. Of course, we may be attracted to Sita and Ram, or Lakshmi Narayan. All these are transcendental forms of the Lord. You get attracted. You see, material world and spiritual philosophy have a certain synonymous. If you want to get, you want to break your attraction to the forms of this world, you must get attracted to the spiritual forms of Krishna. If you want to break your attachment to greed, you must get greedy for Krishna. If you want to give up lust, you must get lusty for Krishna. In other words, you should use those tendencies and propensities that attract us in this world and direct it towards Krishna. And as we do, we actually start to feel real satisfaction and happiness. Because all these other things just bring us to suffer more and more in this material world. Whatever whatever you're attracted to in this world, connect it with Krishna. And ultimately, then you'll become satisfied. Happy, peaceful, and ultimately you'll develop love for Krishna. Okay? So we're not satisfied simply knowing a little. We want to know as much as we can about Krishna. There's not enough time in the day to serve Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to just absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Okay. So there is other things that many of you have to do. And so I should stop here. Okay? Is that all right? Thank you very much for tolerating my class. You are all personifications of tolerance, which is the more important qualities of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. All glories to